Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what up? Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning.
Thankful that you showed up today, even though it is yet another rainy day here in Maryland. Apparently it's been
raining. What is happening?
I don't know. We were out last week. I don't know when the rain... Charlotte, when did the rain start? Do you know what day it started? But apparently it's been raining.
What the... You think this girl just taking notes on when it's raining? She's living her life. She has other things going on.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, like what?
It seems, though... I was talking to Charlie, our engineer. And Charlie, you know, Charlie's of the... how do you describe Charlie?
A very wise human being.
Yeah, he's been around.
We actually had a conversation this morning that kind of like blew my mind. And he was like dropping gems, and he didn't even mean to drop gems. Yeah. It was kind of crazy.
Charlie's, he's been around.
Wizardly.
He's a wizardly man, you could say.
I think that's a good description because he do be fixing things out of nowhere and using magic to do so. He fixes all of our problems here.
If you met, and he's got long hair. He looks like a wizard. That's all we'll say. And I think we've described Charlie to you. Charlie's like, I think it's been raining for about 9 days now. So I trust Charlie when he says it's been about 9 days. So yeah, hey, welcome to your rainy Tuesday morning. Do you mind if I trigger you first thing in the morning? I just saw a TikTok that I cannot get out of my brain. Jess and I just got back from trips, and I feel like behavior on planes is getting worse and worse. Like our integrity, integrity is getting worse and worse. Did you see this?
Is this what I think it is?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many things it could be.
You know, that's so true.
Honestly.
Because behavior is getting so bad on planes that I feel like...
It could be anything.
It could be so. But this one I just saw and I'm like, oh, why? This one's so bad. There's a woman that posted a TikTok and the woman next to her decided of all the food... that she could bring on the plane with her to eat as a snack. She brought tuna salad. She brought tuna salad with her. And she literally, mid-flight, decided to make... It was like a kit, right? So she decided to make the tuna salad kit next to her. And then the caption, it said it took her 45 minutes to eat the tuna salad kit next to her. Can we agree... that tuna salad is not... There's just some foods...
Like, was it from home?
Yeah, it was like one of those kits that you literally...
All right.
You didn't...
This is homemade.
It's homemade.
Okay.
Like, can we agree that's a food you cannot bring
on
a plane with you?
My feelings on this are kind of conflicted because...
What's the conflict?
The conflict is...
What's the conflict?
The conflict is now we have to pay $35 for a bag and $45 for the next. And so my immediate reaction would be like, hey, girl, maybe not the tuna salad. But now I'm like, you know what, girl? If that's what you got to do right now during these times, then make your tuna salad.
Bring some saltine.
Because I too am shook by this bag number two at $45. Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand.
At this point, I think people are just trying to survive and do their best. And tuna is cheap.
Tuna
and you can
cheap.
Buy it in bulk.
There's a
and
lot
if
of
this
cheap
is what
foods.
She needs to do, then that's what she needs to do.
Peanuts, cheap. Saltine crackers, cheap.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But tuna is probably the cheapest protein that she can do in like the small amount of time
tuna,
that she had for her flight.
Bro, y'all's behavior is like, leave your shoes on, man. Like, don't bring tuna. There's just some things.
It's free to keep on your shoes. Okay. But unfortunately, tuna salad is, you know, it's wallet friendly. And I'm not going to hate on her for that.
Now. Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore City Schools is providing free meals to kids as part of their 2025 Summer Food Service Program. Their service will provide free breakfast and lunch for students under the age of 18 at participating schools, regardless of student enrollment. Dates and meal times will vary for each location. The program actually runs today through August 22nd. Also, keep in mind, schools will be closed this week for June for Juneteenth and also other holidays later this summer. But updated info for all meal sites, including schools and non-school meal sites. You can get all of that at mdsummermeals.org.
Number two.
How to Train Your Dragon has the number one spot in the box office, raking in a massive $83.7 million domestically, $197 million worldwide. That is the biggest opening the franchise has ever seen. So not only is that going on, the live-action remake has a 98% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, which actually beats the original animated film. And this also sets a new record for live-action adaptations altogether. So this is also DreamWorks' first attempt at a live-action remake. And honestly, they're obviously crushing it. So now fans are speculating, because could this mean a live-action Shrek could possibly be on the way?
Do we want that?
I don't want a live-action Shrek.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but I mean, if you told me a live action
How to Train Your Dragon.
That also sounds really
dumb. It's crushing it at the box office, though. People are obsessed with this movie.
Could be a thing.
Number one.
Justin Bieber shared another vulnerable emotional post on social media that has fans both worried and also sending love. So just a day after Father's Day, Bieber opened up about his struggles with anger and feeling broken, saying, quote, "People keep telling me to heal. Don't you think if I could have fixed myself, I would have already?" He went on to say that he has spent his entire life trying to be like people who told him he needed fixing, but it only left him tired and angry. Justin is 31 years old, and he says the only thing keeping him grounded right now is his faith. So the post was one of 18 that he shared in one day, most of them cryptic and captioned with a middle finger emoji. And I don't know if you've seen this video of him online. So this, what he posted on his story, this message yesterday, follows his interaction of him in a parking lot, basically like pleading with paparazzis to leave him alone. He's like, "Please leave me alone. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I love my family. I love my wife. Please leave me alone."
Right.
And then that happened over the weekend. And then he shared this yesterday.
I mean, there's so many things we can say about the situation.
I know, I
mean,
there's so many layers
the
here.
The first things first that pops in my head, though, is like, we got to take the guy's phone away.
Yeah.
Like, he's clearly going through it.
And yeah,
that's
true.
The last thing that he needs is to be doing this publicly.
Yeah.
Like, there's clearly some type of mental health something going on. I'm not here to diagnose this, but like,
I mean, he's also acknowledging that, clearly.
He just doesn't need to be doing it publicly. So, like, please, whoever is around this man, like, just, I don't know the solution, but he just doesn't need to be posting about it. It's going to be something that I think is only going to make it worse when he has to do it in front of his 200 million followers and have all that feedback coming right back to him. It's not going to make anything better, you know?
Yeah.
That's the part I hate about it.
Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Have you ever backed out of doing something, and are you glad that you did it, or did you regret it later on? Like, I'm just trying to think of examples. Like, maybe you backed out of somebody's wedding for one reason or another, or maybe you didn't take a promotion at work because you didn't feel like you were ready, and are you glad you did that, or later on, we're like, damn it, I wish I would have done that. Man, I am having the worst imposter syndrome ever. I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning and I have been dreading something so bad that I agreed to do today that I just don't think that I'm like the right person for that I'm thinking about backing out of today. So about a month ago, I made a post on social media about a time in my life where I was thinking about taking my own life, right? It was a very vulnerable post, and a lot came from it, man. A lot of you guys reached out to me, and we're talking about times in your life, and it really impacted you guys. And one thing that came from it was I got a message from a woman that hosts a really big podcast called the Love, Happiness, and Success Podcast, which is massive. And she brings on celebrities and authors to talk about all kind of things when it comes to mental health or life and things like that, right? And she was like, hey, I'd love to bring you on to talk about men's mental health.
Yeah, and your experience.
And a month ago, when I agreed to this, I was like, cool, would love to. That's a huge, I'm a fan of the podcast. And I was like, that sounds like an amazing opportunity. and kind of forgot about it. And it came up in my Google Calendar yesterday. And I was like, I totally forgot that this was this week, right? So last night I started listening through some episodes and I'm like, oh my God, like everybody on this show is really knowledgeable in their field. They're either like very experienced authors, therapists, celebrities, like they're just really knowledgeable in every single thing that they're talking about.
Yeah.
And me, silly radio show host and like mediocre podcaster, I don't know anything about mental health, and the topic is men's mental health.
Yeah, but but you're not a professional, as in like you're not a doctor, you're not a specialist, you are a normal
person. I'm just a dude. I'm just a guy, y'all.
Well, dude, like that, but that's why she reached out to you. She wanted to talk to you about your experience of not only your mental health struggles, but probably your experience of publicly talking about your mental health from a male's perspective. And that's why she's having you on the show.
So I listened to like 5 episodes, right? I'm kind of like forwarding through them. I'm like, well, maybe she has like normal people on there. No normal people. Literally not one normal person on there. Everyone on there is like an expert in their field. And I'm like, yo, I just don't feel like I'm qualified to go on and talk about something that's so vulnerable.
But if she wanted a psychologist, she would have reached out to a psychologist.
Exactly.
She wanted to hear your personal story. And you are an expert on your own life and what you've been through.
Yeah.
I guess.
No, seriously.
I guess if I'm an expert at anything, it's at bad things happening to people. It's definitely me. So I guess I can shed some light on that. This is Erica from Aberdeen. Hey, Erica, good morning. What's up?
Just listening to your story, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
If going on this podcast could even help one person, do you think it would be worth it? Because that's all it takes. And I think that I would just like to encourage you to share your story and don't be afraid. I totally agree with everything Jess was saying.
Man, don't guilt trip me.
No, she's not guilt tripping you. I think she's bringing up a legitimate point. And I think it's very, very true. You're not supposed to have all the answers. You're just supposed to share your perspective, and that's what touches people.
A lot of people in my family have struggled with mental health at one point or another. My mom, her siblings, and my aunts and uncles. So the biggest thing is like stopping the stigma and just talking about it and creating that space so other people feel safe to come forward and share their stories too. That's what it's all about.
Okay, fine. I'm going to do it for Jess and I'm going to do it for Erica. Just for you two, though. I'm going to do it, all right?
And, I was going to say, I promise I'm not guilt tripping you either.
It's a little bit of a guilt trip.
But it kind of worked. It takes one person to make a difference.
Yeah.
And this is your opportunity to be able to, you know, take a situation and make something even better out of it.
Right. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. I'm really glad you called it and put it that way. Thank you, Erica. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go. It's our DeLulu 2 round of $1,000 minute. $1,000 up for grabs and free gas from Dashin. Caller number 10. Hi, who's this?
This is Megan.
Megan, you're number 10.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Megan.
Wow. Wow.
Look at that.
What a great day.
You seem so surprised. Yeah. Why?
I am, actually. I've tried a few times, so this is great.
First time through?
Yeah.
First time, Megan. We love it. Well, Megan, let's explain the rules, and we're going to play. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Megan, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, if you're using a 3-wood, what sport are you playing?
Pass.
Question number two, what toy magically hatches from a plastic egg and responds to touch, light, and sound?
Pass.
Question number three, what kind of animal is Nick Wilde in Zootopia?
Pass.
Question number four, what is 99 minus 44?
55.
Correct. Question number five, what is the capital city of Egypt?
That is Cairo.
Correct. Question number six, who is known as K-Dot?
K-Dot?
Kendrick Lamar.
Correct. Question number 7. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Elizabeth Bennet and Mark Darcy?
It's not.
Oh, dang, but okay, not. Authors. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, wait, where did you get that from?
Oh, I think said who are Pride and Prejudice.
No,
oh, no,
no. Who wrote? Who wrote it? I was like, wait, where did you get those names from?
So we clearly haven't read it. We clearly have not read Pride
and
Prejudice.
Wow, I know.
Wait,
is that who the book? I'll be honest with you. I think I was supposed to read it, and I cheated my way through school.
All right.
Is that who's in the book?
That is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dang, okay. Megan, our bad. I mean, it's Jane Austen was the author, but okay. Brownie points for the fact that you actually know what you're talking about.
No, now I know. Thank you for that.
She's clearly smarter than both of us.
Catch up on that. Wow. All right. Well, anyway, Meg, you did actually really great.
Dang, four out of seven. That was fire.
Let's go through these first three questions, and this is what you would have needed for that $1,000 in free dashing gas.
Yeah, yes. Back to number one. If you're using a 3-wood, what sport are you playing? That is golf.
Yep.
Number 2. What toy magically hatches from a plastic egg in response to touch, light, and sound? That is a Hatchimal.
Remember those things, Hatchimals? They were so popular, like 2017, 18. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And number 3. What kind of animal is Nick Wilde in Zootopia? Have you ever seen Zootopia?
I feel like I've seen it once.
Y'all, please watch Zootopia.
It's been a while.
The animal is a fox, and that movie is so good. Like, I feel like people be sleeping on Zootopia. It's really cute and really funny.
I need to go back and watch it again. Obviously, we all need to go back and watch. We need to go back and read Pride and Prejudice.
I mean, probably.
Let's start there.
Probably do that before watching Zootopia.
Hey, Megan, for the first time through, I think you did fantastic. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm glad you called.
Good.
Hopefully you'll call again. You know, we've got 3 more rounds this week, and then every single day at this time, we play for that $1,000 in free dashing gas. So thanks for trying, and we'll see you same time tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Megan, and get to Dashin' and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouthwatering parfait, creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My literal worst nightmare is happening in real life, okay? And I'm just going to tell you guys, like, just to pull the curtain back a little bit, Kramer and I decide, like, hey, do you want to talk about this or who's going to talk about this? At first, I told you that I wanted you to because I can barely talk about this.
I'm ready to hop in if you bail.
Cicadas are my nemesis.
Yeah.
I'm from the West Coast, okay? I was introduced to cicadas in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rough, rough patch in my life.
That first summer was real bad.
It was terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I like the buzzing I hear in my nightmares. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that they're coming back.
Yeah.
They're supposed to come back. The most terrifying thing about this is the timing's unknown.
Right.
All right. These fools are going to pull up from the ground at some point. We're going to wake up and they're going to be outside and there's nothing we can do about it.
Any time now, too. Like now is like the time. Brood 14 is the one that we're looking at this year.
Brood 14.
And it could be like any time now. Now, just so you know, it's not going to be like what we experienced in 2021. But we're basically in.
Are you sure?
Cicada. No, it's not going
to
be.
No, listen to me.
2021.
Cicadas, the 2025 cicadas are supposed to be the second largest brood to emerge after 17 years underground.
I don't think it's gonna be as crazy as 2020.
That's what this is saying. That's what CBS Baltimore is saying.
I don't
so
think it's
before
no, don't
before,
take my word
before you downplay. I'm trying to give the information for people like me
this is why
I'm talking about this because I saw this national headline and it made me want to cry my eyes out because there is an amusement park in Ohio called Kings Island. And they are literally telling everyone that's going on their roller coasters to close their mouth.
Right.
Because if you're screaming, the cicadas are getting inside people's mouths.
I didn't think about that.
I didn't even think about logistically. You should not, first off, you should not be riding roller coasters during cicada season.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
That should be, I'm trying to think of other activities.
They're going to get in your face.
You should not be. Motorcycles are a no-go for me, bro. Like, I don't even ride a motorcycle, but I'm telling you, this would not be the time. Anything, I'm trying to think of other like activities you should absolutely not be doing right now. Anything where you're projected at a fast motion, you should not be doing right now. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be like bungee jumping.
No.
It wasn't on my bucket list for sure this summer, but like during cicada season, absolutely not going to do it.
Maybe even bike riding.
Bro, I just got that bike too.
Oh, you kept your bike?
I did not. Yeah, I did keep it.
Dude, you don't even like bike riding.
I don't even like bike riding that much, but I can promise you right now, if cicadas are anywhere near what they were in 2021, there ain't no way I'm going out bike riding. Because I cannot risk those little demons getting anywhere near my body. Caitlin in Catonsville, what up? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thing? You're like, not doing it. Not doing it.
I'm not doing any outdoor cookout.
No. For real? So this whole summer?
That's so true. Anything where you've got to risk.
Cicada burger.
Anything where you've got to risk your mouth opening up for.
Ew. And getting in the food.
You got to think about it. You got to really think about, like, is it worth it?
Because you couldn't even hear your music over that buzzing. You can't hear September by Earth, Wind, and Fire over that. Like, you can't hear nothing.
Wait, why did you go September?
Because that's my favorite song to hear at a cookout.
Wow. Yes, I think we have to really limit our cookouts. I don't want to take away cookouts from everybody.
Has a cicada ever gotten on anyone's barbecue before?
I'm sure. Has that actually happened to you, Caitlin, or that's just a precaution you're taking?
Just a precaution.
And I think it's a really smart precaution. Thank you for that heads up. I think we need to make a mental note of that. Thank you for calling us. Lorelai. What's up, Lorelai? Good morning.
Good morning.
You know the cicadas are coming back. You know this theme park out in Ohio saying, like, listen, y'all, you can ride the roller coaster, but you got to shut your mouth because you're going to regret. Even though I still wouldn't do it. They're still going to hit you, which
in
is
the face.
Like not good. What are you not going to do this summer because of cicadas?
Be on a motorcycle because I was on a motorcycle as a passenger. And luckily, I had a face shield, but just the sound of those cicadas hitting the helmet and, like, feeling them hit your arms, it was awful.
No!
Horrible.
I am mortified. You can hear them again, the sound against your helmet. It's like...
I can only imagine. That cannot be good.
Bad.
That cannot be good.
Although, you know, cicadas are a delicacy, so if they landed on your grill, it might be good.
No, get out of here, Lorelai. No, not even. No one's trying to eat them, and
show.
You know it.
Not this
no
show.
No one's trying to eat these things. They've been underground for 17 years.
Let's talk to JJ in Columbia. JJ, you're like, I'm never going to do this in a cicada summer. What was yours?
Well, I was around 17 years ago, and it was traumatic. So I'm not driving around in the summer with my windows down because one flew in, hit the side, split in half, was buzzing in the front seat, buzzing in the back. I had to pull over and, like, freak out, get it out. But then also, as I'm remembering this traumatic experience 17 years ago, they litter the ground. You won't even be able to, like, walk.
Oh, you can't.
It's true. They're everywhere.
Like,
it's
wait.
Crunch.
So
it's like crunch.
You're not even going outside this summer. It's an indoor summer this year.
It got literally cut in half, so you literally had to buzz front and back. Like, you got no escape from that battle.
I was traumatic. And after that, windows up all summer, man. Like, not happening. And I hate to alert you guys, this weekend when I was in my garden, I saw, like, a little cicada shell.
Starting to come out here. They're starting to show up. Yep.
Where do you live? What area are you in?
What's your address?
Girl, it's Columbia, but you got to be prepared everywhere.
Chesley, I'm not coming over wherever you are. Not going to Columbia, I guess. Sorry, we didn't get your name. What was your name?
Hi, this is Jen.
Hi, Jen. Good morning. Jen, you're saying, like, listen, I'm not doing this in a cicada summer. What is it?
So I actually ate live cicadas when I did my audition tape to apply for Survivor in, I think it was either 2002 or 2003.
Wait,
you ate them
on purpose? I know some people do this, but did you actually make it on the show? I hope you made it on the show.
I did not. I did not even hear that anything about my audition tape.
Hold up. So you caught a cicada, ate it, and crickets. You heard nothing from this show.
Correct. I ate several. I think I ate about three.
What did they taste like?
They tasted like asparagus.
Oh, what?
Well, now we know.
Interesting.
Would you do it again for fun?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, she liked it. Okay,
all right.
Jen's
it's a cicada
fan.
Summer. Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe we like that
right,
then.
Asparagus.
Fair enough. Who's on one, Jess?
This is Heather in Bel Air.
What's up, Heather? Good morning.
Good morning. So this isn't about cicadas because it's about what eats the cicadas, which you Google it, great, cool, except for if you look up cicada hawks, they look like wasps on steroids.
What?
And they actually eat the cicadas, okay?
Hang on. Great, cool,
except for if you don't know that, they're curious, so they'll follow you. They won't hurt you. But I moved into a townhome, and they were coming out of the ground, too.
Ew!
And I thought they were trying to kill me, and I would run for my car every day.
Oh, my God.
And I called my grandmother, like, who's our exterminator? We got to get these bugs out. And she's like, what are you talking about? What kind of bugs? I'm like, I don't know. They look like big wasps. She told me to call the police.
What?
Please tell me you called the police. Mm-hmm. Please tell me you called the police.
I did not,
okay.
Because I was like, that's how you go to jail. And so I Googled it, and they're good. They eat the cicadas, which, good job, but holy shit, they look terrifying.
Oh,
wow.
Ooh,
yeah, so we
no
all need to
you.
We need to stay away from now.
They not, look terrible!
Not only do you have to worry about cicadas, but now we have to worry about cicada hawks as well. Well,
oh
happy summer, everybody. Enjoy your summer for sure.
The first day of summer is on Friday.
Right.
And what do you do when your besties are gone for the summer and you got to stay behind?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to a family. Because nieces know best.
Yeah. Y'all, Delulu 2. Yeah, it's time for Nieces Know Best. If you've not done one of these with us before, you should be introduced to Jess's nieces for this really wholesome. Think of it like, you know, when you come home and watch your favorite family sitcom. This is kind of like the radio version of that, right? So let's do a quick introduction of Jess and nieces for this next segment, Jess.
So all my family's in California. I'm really close to my family. So once a week, I talk to my nieces, 13-year-old Abby and 10-year-old Maya, about different stuff that's going on in my life because I think kids are incredibly honest and Gen Z and Gen Alpha have nothing to hold back ever.
Never.
So I always talk to the girls. And whether like you're out of school or like some friends of yours are going to be gone for the summer and you got to stay behind, we kind of relate to that, but really to you listening right now.
Okay, so right now is a lot of fun because it's summer and school's out. But for us, it's kind of sad because that means a lot of families and a lot of kids are not waking up with us every morning like they normally are because they're out of school for the summertime. Honestly, it can be kind of lonely. And so I wanted to ask you guys if you had any advice with how to manage those emotions of feeling kind of bummed. It's like your friend's out of town for a long period of time. Abby, you go first.
I think a good way to manage it is to remember it's only going to be like this for a couple of months.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, I totally got this. In the meantime, I can distract myself by doing things you love or things that remind you of like being interactive. But otherwise, you just need to remember that this is only temporary.
Okay, Maya, what do you think?
I think that I'm so glad that we have summer break because sometimes I just need a break from my friends and people. But when I do miss my friends, like what Abby said, I just remember that this is only temporarily. But if I want to see them again, maybe you'll see them again, like in the next life.
What? I felt like this was us just crashing out, which I think is still beneficial. So I appreciate that. I love you guys. We gotta go.
I love you.
Wait. Bye.
Wait.
In the next life.
Here, did she say, now, maybe you'll see them again in the next life?
Yeah,
okay.
She did.
Let me make something really clear. That. If you're going away for the summer, we hope that we'll see you again.
In August.
In August when you're back. Or you can listen on the Odyssey app, on Alexa. Like, there's a lot of, or just turn the radio on some point this summer.
Yeah, there's a way to still stay connected.
We don't hope that you die.
Maya was, I think that was her goodbye. She was like, I don't know if they're coming back, but might as well say what I gotta say now. I don't know.
What just happened?
I don't know.
That's the last Nieces Know Best for the school year. That's
first, she's like, honestly, I need a break. So maybe it's good that they're gone. And if I never see him again, maybe I'll see him in the next life. I was like, all right, thanks for that, I guess.
Well, I don't know where the advice was in that segment, but I just hope everybody stays safe this summer. And,
yeah, I hope you come back after summer break.
Wow. Just going to let that bed right out there. And happy summer, everybody. Come on, just listen on the Odyssey app or something. Feel good about that one?
I mean,
What do you want? What do you want from me?
They're honest. I don't know.
They're clearly the end of school year too.
They're honest. What else can we expect from them, you know?
Yeah. Delulu 2.
Delulu 2.
That was excellent. I love that one. Thank you.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, your question this morning is, who's that one teacher you still think about and why? And we don't know how this topic is going to go because that is such an open-ended question. But whoever that first teacher is that popped in your head is the right answer.
Yeah.
Now, that could be for like a really good reason, right? This teacher could have really inspired you. Y'all, it's the end of the school year. And then hopefully there's going to be a lot of great stories that go through. This could be a really silly teacher. That could be a really funny story, like the story that everybody at your high school talked about, right? Maybe still talks about to this day, right?
Yeah.
Really a comedian teacher. Or just, I don't know, right?
Or it was trauma.
And they could very easily go that way as well. So like whoever that first teacher is, we'll start with Jess. Jess, who's the one teacher you still thinking about and why?
Mrs. Best. Uh-huh. And I think about her often because I feel guilty.
What happened?
So Mrs. Best taught computer class.
Yeah.
And none of us took it seriously. Like, do any of you remember that Mavis Beacon?
Yes, typing.
Like, typing system.
Yeah.
So it was mostly typing, right? And like, there were these like plastic coverings on the keyboards, and it was just, no one took her seriously. Like, everyone kind of treated it as this like whatever class, like we were just trying to get through it.
Typing, I'll never need this.
Right. And like, she had this like really, really scary cough. And so people would like make fun of her behind her back or whatever. I use the skills that Mrs. Best taught me every single day more than anything else. I type so flipping fast, and it's because of that woman. And I wish I could tell her, Mrs. Best, like, you really were a baddie.
You were the best.
You were the best.
You were the best.
And I'm sorry that, like, all of us were annoying little freshman, sophomore, high schoolers and didn't give you the flowers that you deserved, because I'm sure all of us utilize your class and what you taught us more every single day than we expected.
You had no idea.
At least for me.
You had no idea.
So this is my public apology to her. And I think about her, honestly, all the time. I think about her all the time.
Stacy and Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Everybody brace themselves. We don't know how these are going to go. Stacy, who is the one teacher you still think about and why?
Ms. Hofstetter. Because she inspired me to become a teacher myself.
Oh, shoot. Okay, good.
That's so sweet.
Why did she inspire you to become a teacher? What happened?
She was actually my fifth grade teacher, which was quite a long time ago. But she just always had lunch with me, talked to me about life. She was just so inspiring. And then I was like, I want to be like her.
Love that. And now look at you.
What grade do you teach now?
I actually teach 8th grade.
Oh, my God. Love this story.
That's really,
love
really
that.
Special.
Oh my
That's
God.
Cool.
Love this story so much. Thank you so much for calling us with that. Okay, let me give you mine. First thing that I thought of when we came up with this topic of who is the one teacher you still think about and why, and this is terrible, y'all.
Oh, no.
Middle school, Miss Smith. There was, for some reason, and this is so, tell me this is not the most middle school story you've ever heard in your life. There was, for some reason, a rumor, and I'll keep this family friendly. There was this rumor that Miss Smith was a star of magazine star. We'll just say a magazine star, right? Now, this was back in the early 90s. There was no like internet to like prove any of this.
Okay.
But this was like the rumor that like she was a magazine star.
And this is so frustrating because any one of y'all little sickos could have come up with this rumor about this woman.
And that's the problem. And so we literally just believed this.
Right, of course.
Because how else would we prove it?
How old were you?
7th grade.
Oh, God.
So like we just literally believed that this woman was like this magazine star.
Right.
And, like, for like the rest
rest of time.
Yeah, because Johnny decided to say it one morning during lunch.
And so for like the rest of the school year, and probably until I was like 25 and sat down and
what are you talking about?
Until like I sat down and thought through that, I was like, she probably was not actually that magazine star. So I'm sorry to Miss Smith. I'm sorry that I believed that rumor for probably way too long. Okay, let's keep going through these. Tell us, who is that one teacher you still think about? More importantly, why? Let's go to Renee and have a DeGrace. What's up, Renee? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so tell us, who is that teacher you still think about and why?
Her name was Miss Dottie Rose. She was my senior English teacher in Germany. And she told us up front that a lot was two words instead of one. And she said, make sure that you spell it correctly. Well, I had a paper due, and I spelled it as one word, and she gave me an F on the paper. And I remember I went to the front of the class, and I go, why did you give me an F? And she goes, because you misspelled that. And she goes, but you will never forget this lesson, and you will never misspell that word again.
Wait.
To this day, you know, I've shared that with my family members and friends, and it's just a funny story, and I know now that it's two words.
Wait, so to this day.
You're traumatized by a lot.
Yo.
No way.
Hang on, though.
No way.
That's a hell of a life lesson. I'm saying you're walking away with that one, and like, you'll never forget that. So to this day, you're like, A space, L-O-T, because you'll never, literally never get that one wrong ever again. Yo, that's a good teacher.
But I mean, wait, looking back on that, are you mad at her with how intense that was? Or are you thankful she did that for you?
No, because look at me now, right? 35 years later, and I'm telling you all about it.
That's true.
And you won't forget it either now.
No, I won't. I won't.
I don't want you failing twice. You're not going to fail twice over that, that's for sure. Thank you for talking to us. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. I enjoy listening to you both, and I wish you a wonderful day.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Great training. That elementary school really worked out. She's scared to fail twice, so she's like, I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to get that space wrong ever again. You're very kind. Thank you for saying that. Charlotte, tell us the teacher. This is Charlotte, our producer, if you don't know, haven't met Charlotte yet. Who is that teacher that you still think about and why?
Oh, my gosh. It has to be Mr. Schroeder. That was my tech ed teacher in high school, and he was so funny. And me and my friend were like demons in his class.
Aww.
Like, we were always goofing around.
So you knew you were bad at least.
Yeah, we were always being issues. But to bring this full circle, because we were talking about tuna fish earlier, I would eat my tuna fish sandwich every single day in this man's tech ed class.
Yeah.
And obviously, that is a very stinky sandwich. So it was very obvious that I was doing it. And he would look me in the eye every day as I did it and never had a problem. So this one day, my friend Audrey is eating Cheetos in class. And obviously, I'm like, hey, girl, can I have a Cheeto? And so he's like, Charlotte, you better put that away. And I thought he was joking because, like, this man watched me eat a tuna fish sandwich every single day, right?
But the tuna fish is quiet and the Cheeto is loud.
Yeah, I guess so.
Valid.
So I didn't want to waste a Cheeto. So I did put it away, but, like, in my mouth. And then he was like, detention.
What?
So that is the story of my one and only detention I ever got.
Wait, for eating a Cheeto?
Cheeto?
Yes. And then I had to go to his class and help him turn off computers.
Wow.
And we're still Facebook friends. So
jeez.
Shout out Mr. Schroeder.
Aww.
Hey, Mix, good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Melinda.
Melinda, good morning. Wait, who is the teacher you still think about and why?
So this is Miss Lanika.
Okay.
In fifth grade. Me and my friend, I don't know why, she bullied us the whole year, really bullied us.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I remember, and me and my friend remember all the time, is that she singled both of us and say, you two are losers. You two will fail in life.
No.
In front of the whole class.
Wait, you were what grade?
Fifth grade?
She said you were going to fail in life?
She said, we're going to fail in life. Oh, we're both losers.
Yeah.
And for literally nothing. We were just sitting in our seats, absolutely minding our business, and no issues whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did good in school. We were not
trouble
kids at all.
But
for some reason, Miss Lanika had to put a target on us all the time.
Okay, well, here's the question. Are you actually a loser in life?
Hey.
Here you are, years later. Are you actually?
No,
you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah!
No, you're not.
Yeah!
No, you're not. And you proved her wrong. And that's what matters, right?
Thank you. Yes, I am actually a teacher right now.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
And it did inspire me to be way better a teacher than her.
Love that story.
Wait, that's so incredible and such a full circle moment. Obviously, that's a very traumatic situation that you probably carried with you throughout your life. But for you to turn that into something and wanting to treat children differently, I think that is the most beautiful part of this entire story.
Hey, it's Morgan from Harford County. Am I a bad mom because I'm pulling my daughter out of her eighth grade graduation to save money?
Okay, we need to hear more about this. Because, you know, I love saving money, so we'll see.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
If you've not done one of these, actually, we could use your assistance. What is this, Jess?
Parents call in and share a situation where someone in their life has called them a bad parent, a bad mom, or a bad dad, and we just kind of take a look and a different perspective on how this even happened in the first place.
So what? How could you save money by pulling her out of graduation?
So here's the deal. I got a really good deal on a flight because it's early in the week and we're leaving this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I saved like $300. Okay. And we usually go to Ocean City, but now the kids are older and I wanted to go to Florida and celebrate the end of the school year.
Yeah.
But my daughter is going to miss her eighth grade graduation, but it's eighth grade. It's not like it's high school or college.
Mm.
It's just kind of ridiculous. But my husband is like, well, maybe we should leave her with her aunt who lives nearby, but then she's going to miss a family trip for stupid eighth grade graduation. She is really upset. She's not talking to me. She refuses to go on the trip. So I'm literally going to have to force her to get on the plane. But I think once she gets there, she'll be like, okay, this was worth it. Because we haven't taken a really good family vacation in a long time.
So you knew going into this that she was going to have to miss graduation. Like, you knew that, like, this was going to impede on her last couple of days of school. But you knew, though, that saving the money was going to be the priority here.
Oh, yeah, because now we can do more things on vacation.
Did she not know this until, like, literally this week?
No. First, she was like, okay. But then her friends were talking about how excited they were. And she doesn't want to miss out.
Oh, so you're saying, like, as time gets closer, now she's like,
she's realizing of what she's going to miss out on.
Yeah. And now she won't talk to me and she's refusing to go. So I don't know what to do.
You guys, I'm not going to lie. I feel like eighth grade is kind of a big deal. Is there any way that you could just leave her here because that would be so important to her?
She's going to miss out on all these memories. We're going to Disney World. I've already bought the tickets for that, so I'm going to lose money on that. I'm going to lose the plane ticket money.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's going to be disappointed when she sees the memories that we've made.
Not
a part of it.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Let us basically know which side you're on this. Morgan's saying, hey, listen, I saw an opportunity and I took it, right? That we're going to Florida here. It was a good deal for us to take it this week, but I knew by doing so, we were going to have to cut a couple days off the last week of school. It just happened to also cut off my daughter's eighth grade graduation. I thought it was the right move to make. My daughter's now pissed at me because she wanted to obviously be a part of the graduation. Was that the wrong move to make as a parent? That's where we get you in. 410-583-1065. Jess, Disney, bro. You love Disney.
No, I know. This is going to mess her up. Like, I'm telling you, as a 31-year-old woman, I have vivid memories of, like, that last week of school with my friends because all of us were going to separate schools. And honestly, I'm coming off of a vacation that I just spent with my niece, Abby, who just finished her seventh grade year. And all the things that I was witnessing her doing and how important it was for her to see her friends graduating eighth grade because they weren't going to be in school with her anymore. She was in tears. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I understand all of us right now in this moment are like, it's just eighth grade. But your daughter's life right now, that's the biggest thing to her.
I'm just not going to lose all this money that I spent for my daughter to spend with Lucy, who she's going to spend a couple hours with, and she's not even going to remember her next year.
Yo, I kind of get that, too. I understand. Like, can you even remember your eighth grade graduation?
I can't. That's why. That's why I'm standing ten toes down behind my girl, y'all. I remember my eighth grade graduation.
Jess is the only human that can remember eighth grade graduation. So go on the trip. Bon voyage.
See ya.
Get those Mickey ears, girl. You'll have a great time. There's not one parent that's going to tell you to leave your daughter here. There's not one parent that's going to tell you to do that. Yeah, let's put together the parent panel. Come on.
This is Brianna on 5 in Howard County.
Hi, Brianna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is the right move or the wrong move here? I mean, by literally saving, you know, money, she had to cancel the graduation, but, like, it makes sense, right?
I have to say it's the wrong move. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom of two girls, and I would say that it's the wrong move. I would let my daughter do her eighth grade graduation.
But are you rich?
No, we're not. I'm not rich. I'm actually a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm.
Upper middle?
Middle.
So you have $300 extra dollars in sitter. I'm just saying, if you didn't have the money sitting around.
No, but that's not the point that she's making. The point that she's making is that if her daughter wanted to stay.
I would figure it out. Like, you know, you can switch flights. There's things you can do. Like, is there any way she could come halfway through the trip, at least make it to her graduation? But, I mean, yes, it would be throwing away the money in a sense, okay. But is it throwing it away, the money, when you're giving your kid that memory of being with their friends that last year?
Yeah.
It's one parent. That's important. Thank you. We appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. 410-583-1065.
This is Ari on 1 in Riverside.
Hi, Ari. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you think? I mean, do you feel like she's making the right move here by saying we're going to save money on our trip, but obviously we can't go to eighth grade graduation?
I'm getting the perspective of being the actual child being put in that scenario, as well as raising three siblings. I'm telling you right now that you should give her the option to go to eighth grade graduation. Eighth grade is a very different time. She's going to, it's a transition from middle school to high school. The friends are going to be completely different. If you are not going to go, I would give her the option to choose to stay, because I graduated during COVID, and I chose to stay homeschool and graduated, and I don't regret that. However, I really think that she would value that time with her friends and those memories. And while I understand the importance of the vacation, I know that friendships are fleeting in comparison to family, and she should enjoy the time she has.
That's a very interesting perspective to give, to be honest. Because there's a lot of kids listening right now.
But that's high school graduation.
No, not even that.
That's not eighth grade.
But
eighth grade is
a big deal. I think eighth grade is a bigger deal than you think it is.
I'm just telling you right now, I can't remember my eighth grade graduation from what I had from lunch 3 days ago. And that's why I don't know. And I hear you, and we appreciate it. That's why the parent panel is important. So thank you for calling. I don't know that, like, it's going to matter that much. Let's take one more. Who else?
This is Tanika on 2 in Baltimore.
Tanika, what's up? Good morning. We'll give you the final vote here. Hey, do you feel like she's making the right move here by literally saying, listen, we had to move our flights back a couple of days to save some money, but listen, we had to cancel eighth grade graduation because of it?
I feel like it's the wrong move because, like you said, that she's not going to remember her eighth grade graduation, and that's false. I'm 42. I'll be 43 next month. And I literally remember everything from my eighth grade graduation.
Do you really?
And I still have those same friends. I do. I remember I had on a baby blue dress.
Oh, dang.
I had
okay.
my hair out straight.
Yeah.
I remember, I remember everything. And I still have those friendships. Yeah. Like, I'm 42 and still have those friendships. After COVID made me realize, because I'm a true workaholic. Like, I literally was working day and night. And sometimes I would stay the night in my bakery and things like that. And I have 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID made me realize that memories matter more than experiences.
Mm.
So those small memories, those will last forever. She can go to Disney World 364 days of the year outside of that one day of her graduation. And only thing, and Disney World never changes. Disney World is the same. The only thing changes is the price.
She
can get a bargain deal from someone outside selling some tickets.
No, you're
right.
You know,
like somebody's always outside selling some tickets for Disney World.
You're right.
Go to a timeshare, get $100 back.
Period.
You know, like, he can definitely get some money, and it's not that serious. It's definitely very selfish of her.
You know what the best part of your call was? It's just how to get discounts on Disney tickets, honestly.
But
I'm glad
Tanika,
you called.
Can you please shout out your bakery, though, real quick?
Yeah.
I own Whimsy Cake.
Okay,
so
there we go.
Right now, I'm actually loading up with teaching kids baking classes. So we have a baking summer camp.
Well, there we go.
That's incredible.
I'm glad you
Thank
called.
You so much for calling this morning.
We learned a lot from your call. Listen, Morgan, I'm a little outnumbered here. It seems like most parents are saying it's the wrong thing to like to do because it's just
I mean, it was an opportunity, and I think it's going to be really important for her to spend time with her family at Disney World. I think she's going to have a great time. And you know what I could do? Because she missed her eighth grade graduation, I could have her friends over for a little party, like a little open house.
Yeah.
I think that's really an idea.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.